Everybody, welcome to the Atlantic Sail podcast. I'm Donald. I'm the director of the Atlantic Sail. And on today's episode, we'll be talking to Jacob Haskett. He's one of our board members. And we're going to be talking about transitioning with a disability and also advocating for yourself as you get out there in the world as a young adult, if you're a person with a disability. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Donald. How are you? It's very nice to be here today.
Yes. Let's get started with just introduce yourself, Jacob, and tell us anything you want the audience to know.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jacob Hackett. I'm 23 years old. I'm from Atsikin, New Jersey. I have been a strong advocate over the last few months about transportation needs for people with disabilities. Many of us use New Jersey Transit Access Link, and we are not given the correct, pardon me, not the correct, but it's not the best service for people with disabilities. There needs to be change. I am proud to be in charge of an accessibility event next Monday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Atsikin United Methodist Church.
Yes, and we have information about that accessibility event on our Facebook page if anybody's listening. And if you are listening to this and the event already passed, but you're still interested in accessibility, don't hesitate to contact me. So we're always looking for people to work on some cool things and get involved in the community. So Jacob, tell us more about your disability and when did you get interested in advocacy for people with disabilities?
Well, Donald, I was born with spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy at 27 weeks of gestation. And so how did I get interested in advocacy? When I was a freshman in high school, I had an aide by the name of Albert Becker. He said to me, look, you better start advocating for yourself, because your parents are not going to be around forever. I agreed with him and I've looked into it. I thought about it. Do I really want to do this? And I'm glad I'm doing it because there, and Donald will agree with me, I'm sure, but there needs to be more advocates.
Yes, and there needs to be what you said about it's important for people with all disabilities, all people, but especially people with disabilities, to realize that if you are lucky enough to have a supportive family and a good family like I am, and you are, Jacob, that even if you have that support system, that support system, unfortunately, is not always going to be around and it's not going to be around forever. So you have to learn to take control of your own life and speak up for yourself. Where did you go to high school, Jacob?
I went to the Atlantic County Institute of Technology from September 2013 to June 2017. I graduated with a degree in hospitality. After that, I completed work-based learning instruction at Atlantic County Special Services.
Awesome. What are you doing now? So you graduated. What have you been up to since graduation besides being on the board at the center?
Well, in addition to being on the board at the center, I'm a strong advocate for person-centered planning. Person-centered planning is a program all across this country where you basically develop a plan based on a person's life, their needs, their wants, and whatever they would like to experience going forward after they get out of school.
Awesome. And is that so it's for people with disabilities?
Of yes, Donald.
So the idea is to put the person in control of what they want to do.
Exactly.
Didn't you get trained on that concept? Didn't you go to something at Rutgers, was it? Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I just graduated from the New Jersey Partners in Policymaking program in April, all about self-advocacy and the steps. We learned about law and different rules of the road, transportation, how to advocate for someone that is non-speaking, just to name a few.
Yeah, so what tips would you give somebody with a disability who is just getting started? Maybe they're not sure how to begin advocating or how to begin speaking up for yourself. What tips would you give somebody kind of new to the advocacy world with a disability?
Well, Donald, it's not easy, I'll tell you that. It takes a lot of work. You'll get told no, you'll get told you're wrong, but ultimately you're the one at the end of the day making the decisions.
That's a good point, Jacob. So it's important not to be discouraged, and it takes practice. It doesn't always go according to plan or go well the first couple of times you do it. What about for transitioning? How would you, because you're very involved in the community, how would you suggest to a person with a disability, maybe they're just graduating or maybe they're in high school and looking for some other opportunities, how would you suggest that they get involved in the community or look for jobs or anything like that?
Well, there are many different job agencies out there for people with disabilities if you need it. I mean, I've looked on Indeed. But look where your strengths are, Donald. Look where you want to be, because ultimately it's a job. It's not like school where the years change every year. You're in a job for the rest of your life. So ultimately right. You want to be happy where you're at.
Right, and you want to make sure that it's a good fit for you. And that doesn't mean you can't try things. I mean, you don't have to stand. It just, you know, you don't have to stay the first job for the rest of your life. And it's good to try things, but really finding out what fits for you or what works best for you. So tell me about Access Link. How long Access Link, for those of you that don't know, is the paratransit for people with disabilities. And I know you've had both good and bad experiences with Access Link and learning how to get yourself around. So can you talk about that?
Sure, Donald. I've had very positive experiences, extremely nice drivers, always willing to help, take me where I have to go, very flexible. Majority of the time, I'll get what I want and I ask for time. But yes, I've also had some very negative experiences, such as I am on the ADA committee for the Garden State Film Festival. And they'd asked me if I would go up and look at the buildings and the structures and how they're ran. And I said, yes, I will. I'll book the trip on Access Link and I'll make sure I get there. So I go up. Well, no, I get on the bus with my mom and a friend of ours who's basically in charge of everything. And I tell them where I'm going. And we get all the way up to Hamilton. And I say, where are we? Why are we up in Hamilton? Well, what they failed to tell me was that in order to get to Asbury Park, I would have had to take three separate transfers just to get to where I was going.
All right, can you explain to everybody what a transfer is, just so they understand?
Yes, sure. Okay, friends, I live in Absecon. Absecon was going to take me to Hamilton, which is northwest of here. Hamilton would have taken me to Hamilton, Mercer County. Mercer County would have taken me to Asbury Park. I wound up not going there because I would have missed my appointment altogether.
Right. So you would have had to get off your Access Link bus and go to another Access Link bus. That's what a transfer is. So, but
Donald, may I tell another story?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Another story is this. On this past Saturday, I was going to the Hamilton Township Resource Fair and Carnival at the Hess School. I called them last Tuesday requesting a trip to George Hess School, and they told me I couldn't go there on Access Link because it was 0.35 miles out of the radius, and I would have had to go to Atlanta County Special Services and drive over to Hess School by myself with my mom down the street. He said, no. But luckily, I was able to find alternate transportation with a private jitney driver who was very nice.
Yeah, so that's one thing to know about Access Link. And if you're interested in applying for Access Link, the center can connect you to Access Link and help you apply. So, well, of course, you can call us or reach out to us on social media on our website. But that's a good thing to keep in mind when you're doing Access Link. Two things from your two stories is you got to be able to transfer if you're going somewhere far away, and you should ask about that. That's something you should ask ahead of time, because I think what you learned, Jacob, is they don't always tell you that you're going to have to transfer right off the bat. So make sure people ask. And also, Access Link doesn't take you everywhere. They take you to a lot of places, but if you're out of their range, they can take you to your destination. What are some tips for people who, when as somebody who uses Access Link, what are some tips for people about using it that you have? Any tips?
Number one, if you know you are going somewhere, today is Monday. If you know you are going somewhere next Monday, make sure you book that trip first thing in the morning. Because I got a call a few months ago to speak at a luncheon. Okay, I did it. But I called with only 48 hours before, and availability was extremely limited. So please, if you know you're going somewhere a week in advance, please make sure you know where you're going.
And don't wait till the last minute.
Oh, certainly.
I forget, how does it work, Jacob? Does Access Link cost anything?
No, Medicaid or insurance pays for it.
Okay, good to know. Is it Medicaid or insurance? Is there? I thought there was a little cost. I'll have to double check on that. But what is my, because I think there's a slight cost. My next question, though, would be, what changes would you make to Access Link if you had the power? If I made you Jacob King for the day, you could. What would you decide to do?
Well, what I would decide to do, Donald, was people have lives. We don't travel. We know where we have to go. Say you have to go to a doctor's appointment. You should have the flexibility to make appointments at least a month in advance.
Oh, I didn't know you couldn't do that.
No, 1 week in advance only.
Okay, so even if you knew you were going to, if you were going to visit me at the center, even if you knew you were going next month, you can make that until a week in advance. That's good to know. And that would be a good change. Any other changes you would make?
Well, a friendlier scheduler is on the phone.
Okay, so easier scheduler center.
Easier to talk to nicer people.
Yes, that does really make a difference. If anybody's out there for Access Link, being a nice scheduler, we really appreciate that. Having somebody talk to you on the phone like a human and not like you're bothering them is, I think, really important.
And my last change would be more locations on the app and just in general, more locations, because that's a school. Head school is a school. I think, just imagine if I had gotten a job there, I would never be able to work there.
That's a great point, Jacob. So let's say you get a job there, is something, and they just said, nope, you can't work there. You would have to take that off the board, and that's not fair, because people without disabilities, they get to decide. They can work anywhere as long as they can drive to it. My other question would be, talk to me about the Field of Dreams. So tell us about that. So
Sure, Donald.
Go ahead, yep.
The South Jersey Field of Dreams is a handicap accessible baseball league for children and adults, started by my family in August of 2003. My grandmother found an article in the Family Circle magazine, and she says, this is something you could do. And almost 20 years later, we have about 150 athletes in playing a 6-day-a-week program in the spring and a 4-week program in the fall. If you'd like more information, please visit www.sjfieldofdreams.com.
And the field is awesome. It's totally disability accessible. And it's like people with disabilities don't really get to see things when it's 100% accessible. And what's awesome is it's completely accessible for people with disabilities. So if you're interested, it's definitely something worth checking out. And do Field of Dreams, do they exist all across the country, or is this the only?
Well, to my knowledge, there's one that just had their grand opening a few weeks ago, Toms River, New Jersey. They're scattered around the country. I think there's one out in the Midwest, one in Florida, one in Camden area. You know, they're scattered about.
Yeah, so your grandfather started the kind of South Jersey Atlantic County chapter of the Field of Dreams.
Correct.
And were you the inspiration behind that, yeah. Jacob? So yeah. should we all thank you?
Yes, I was, Donald.
You're like the spokesperson. How long has that Field of Dreams been open, by the way?
19 years.
Wow. So it's pretty close to you. Because you're 23. That's always interesting. Talk to us. So you're doing an event about accessibility. And like I said, by the time it comes out, the event will probably be over because by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be later. But talk to me about not just transportation, but I know you've had situations where things haven't been accessible to you and why you now have a passion about making things as accessible as possible for people with disabilities.
Because, Donald, imagine if a wheelchair couldn't get up a ramp. Imagine if I couldn't go to somewhere as simple as a restaurant because the tables were too close together. Imagine if I was staying in a hotel and they say it's handicap accessible, but it really isn't. All these things people like me and you have to take into consideration each and every day.
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes in the disability world, we've talked about on this podcast, it's like you're being penalized for being a person with a disability because you're just trying to use a hotel and it's not accessible. You know, it's a penalty that you have to deal with or find a way to get around. It's really frustrating. And I would also like to remind people that even though the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1999, guaranteeing equal access for people with disabilities to places like hotels and schools and stuff like that, just because it's a law, it doesn't mean everybody is following it. So, you know, it's important. Go ahead.
Sorry, by the way, that was 1996.
No, the ADA was passed in 1990. It was passed in 1990 because I remember because it was passed pretty close to my birthday. So the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990. So it's been about 32 years because I'm 32. And there's still a lot of work to be done. And I'm glad people like Jacob are out there fighting the good fight because it's important that people don't just assume because this law was passed that everything is done and there's no work left to be done.
Exactly, Donald.
So if somebody's interested in getting involved in accessibility in advocacy, what should they do? What would you recommend?
Well, I would be happy to help you. Please email me. That's jhackett, HACKETTSJFOD, South Jersey Field of Dreams @gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Yes, and go ahead.
If you would like to set up a Zoom meeting, a Google Meet, be my guest. I would be happy to help.
Yeah, Jacob is awesome at connecting people. Jacob knows everybody. He's got like 3,876 friends on Facebook from my last count. So he's he's a very popular guy, and he's very good at connecting people, introducing the other people they should know. So if you're interested in that, please let him know, and he's got a real passion for it. And it can't just be Jacob and me alone. There's got to be more advocates and more advocates that have different types of disabilities. Because, you know, me and Jacob both have cerebral palsy, and we were both born on January 24th. Although Jacob is younger than me, he makes me feel old. But we both have cerebral palsy, but we're not blind or deaf or have any type of mental health disability or other type of physical disability. So we could go to a place and it can be completely accessible for us, but not accessible for a deaf or a blind person. So if you're interested in working with Jacob as he promotes accessibility, I would definitely reach out to him because he's great at it.
Thank you, Donald. Friends, my event, if you would like to join us, Monday, May 23rd, that is next Monday. I know this will probably be published after the event is over. It'll be open to watch. Please watch Monday, May 23rd, 7 o'clock, Hopsecan United Methodist Church. That's 100 Pitney Road in Hopsecan, New Jersey.
And I would say, even if this podcast comes out late, you're like, oh, I wanted to go to that. I missed it. And it'll be, we promoted it in our social media and it will be on our social media as well. I know, Jacob, this isn't going to be your only time doing it, that this is the first of many times doing this event. So, you know, just because you miss it one time doesn't mean it's going to be over. I know you want it to grow. Am I correct?
Correct, Donald. And the Methodist Church has promised me, since I go to church there, that we will do one accessibility event a year.
Oh, that's awesome. And this is, that's something, and we'll close with that. It's just a great way to, this is something Jacob's really good at too. He's not reinventing the wheel. He goes to a church, he wants to do an event. And instead of finding a place he's maybe never been to have an event, he uses his relationships at the church to have the event. So things like that, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Like people think, oh, do an event or participate in an event, that sounds like a lot of work. And it is, but it doesn't have to be that hard if you know how to use your resources and your connections. And Jacob is very good at that. And he can show you how to do that as well.
Oh, Donald, speaking of my event, if people would like to watch that, please go on youtube.com/Epsecan. UMC, and Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/EpsecanUMC.
Awesome. So you're going to be live streaming?
Yes, we will.
I think that's so important, especially since after the pandemic, people have gotten used to having things virtually. I know I get frustrated when there's not a virtual option for people. I know you do too, Jacob, because it's really helped us be able to go to places. So that's another thing we got to advocate for as well, is making sure a lot of these things keep having a virtual option, because it does really help people with disabilities who maybe can't drive, or even if they can drive, it's a lot. So opening it up virtually is really helpful to people. All right, Jacob. So any closing words? We're going to wrap up the podcast here. You've been an awesome guest. As always, anything you want the people to know, then anything you want to promote, you know?
Well, my friends, I know this sounds corny, but there is a song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is more people to be, to notice, to look around and say, that's not accessible. How can I make sure that that's accessible for someone else that has a disability?
Yeah, and I would also say that if you're thinking, well, I don't have a disability, this doesn't apply to me. If you live long enough, you will have a disability, or somebody you love will have a disability. So you have a vested interest in this fight, not only because it's the moral right thing to do, but because it is in your interest as well, because the more accessible the world is, the more it benefits everybody. So thank you, Jacob, for joining me for this podcast. And I will see you at your accessibility event.
Thank you, Donald.
All right. Bye, Jacob.
Bye.